Okay, my friends. So every now and then I will get a good friend who reaches out to me and tries to be sweet and kind and does something amazing, like sends me a copy of their book. And my friends, if I get that copy, well, doggone it, I will do my very best to get that read. And so today, I would like to thank Miss Rachel Wolk for her story. And she has sent us Klaus Cloud and the Little Sparrow. And we're going to read this story. And I hope you enjoy it. So it's read today by Mommy and
Philip. And they have a stuffed Klaus.
Yep, she sent a stuffed Klaus too. So, friends, here we go. It was early one morning as Klaus Cloud flew through Cloudland. The sun was shining and there was a warm breeze that moved Klaus steadily through the air. Suddenly, Klaus heard a noise. It sounded like excited chirping, but the chirping of a bird that Klaus didn't recognize. Klaus was a curious cloud and wanted to know what sort of bird might be making these strange sounds. As Klaus flew forward towards the chirping, he saw one of his favorite trees in all of Cloudland. It was tall and green, and Klaus called it the smiling tree because from above, the branches looked like a wide and happy grin. Now, the noise got louder as Klaus got closer, and Klaus was excited. He wanted to know what kind of new bird he would meet. Because Klaus is a cloud, he can take on any shape he likes. He made himself very small to fit through the branches, and as soon as he came through the leaves, he saw a bird. A little sparrow, to be precise. What surprised Klaus was that the little sparrow wasn't sitting on a branch like any other sparrow would. No, he was dangling from the branch by his little wings, and he was chirping all the while.
Hello, called Klaus. What are you doing there?
I'm holding onto this branch, as you can see,
answered the sparrow, in a way that suggested he thought Klaus was asked a very silly question. And Klaus was confused.
I see, you're holding on, but why? Aren't you a sparrow? Can't you fly?
The sparrow sighed.
Yes, sparrows can usually fly, but I can't. And it would be nice if you would help me, instead of just floating there and asking me questions. My wings are starting to get sore.
Oh, no problem, little one, said Klaus.
Klaus took a deep breath and inhaled an enormous gulp of air. He grew and grew and became solid and fluffy like a great big ball of cotton candy. Klaus flew carefully under the tired sparrow so that the little bird could put his feet on Klaus and use him for support to climb slowly back onto the branch of the smiling tree. Back on the branch, the little sparrow leaned against the trunk and gave a deep sigh.
Ugh. That was exhausting,
said the little sparrow as he rubbed his aching wings.
Do you feel better?
Asked Klaus carefully.
Yes, thank you.
But the sparrow didn't seem very grateful. Klaus could not hold back any longer.
Why can't you fly?
He asked.
You ask a lot of questions for a cloud, said the little sparrow.
I'm Klaus Cloud, the cloud adventurer, said Klaus proudly. I'm the most famous cloud adventurer of all time.
As he usually did, Klaus forgot to mention that he is the only cloud adventurer. If you don't have any competition, it's always easy to be the best at something.
Cloudventurer?
Said the little sparrow, sounding impressed.
What do cloud adventurers do?
Klaus laughed.
Well, I'm always looking for new cloud adventures.
The sparrow thought.
Yes, that makes sense.
He cleaned the last dust from his wings and said,
Thank you so much for everything, but I must go now. It's time for me to go to work.
Klaus was very surprised.
To work? I didn't know that sparrows had to work.
The little sparrow explained.
I live in a colony with other sparrows and we all work together. Everything is more fun if you do it with friends, right?
Klaus thought about his own friends and nodded happily.
In our sparrow colony, everyone has a different job. My job is to find new feeding grounds so that we always have enough to eat,
clarified the little sparrow.
That sounds exciting. You are like a sparrow scout.
The little sparrow grinned. Sparrow scout. He liked the sound of that.
But how can you find any new feeding grounds since you can't fly?
Klaus wanted to know.
Well, I jump,
said the sparrow.
I jump from branch to branch, then down to the ground and then back to the trees, and I'm usually pretty good at it. Actually, I'm the most famous jumping sparrow of all time.
Klaus smiled to himself. He'd met a lot of sparrows, and this little one was the only jumping sparrow he'd ever seen. With no competition, it's very easy to be the most famous.
Are you also the most famous at finding new feeding grounds?
Klaus wanted to know.
No, unfortunately not,
confessed the little sparrow.
And that is why I'm going to quit my job today. I will be the first sparrow in history to quit, but I'm just not any good at it.
Klaus had to admit that without being able to fly, finding new feeding grounds couldn't be easy, but then he had a brilliant idea.
Little sparrow, I can fly for you. I'm always out and about in the sky. I can find new feeding grounds for you easily. I can even find breadcrumbs. I know you like them a lot. I'll tell you where the food is, and then you can tell all your friends, and you'll be the hero.
The little sparrow thought hard. It did sound tempting to have a new cloud friend do all the work for him, but then he shook his head.
If you do all the work, then I'll still know that I'm not good at finding food. And if I would bring bread to my colony that I haven't really worked for, I would be full of shame. So no, thank you, but I'm going to quit my job today.
Klaus wanted to help his new little friend and thought very hard. After a while, he asked carefully,
Is there a way your wings can get fixed?
The little sparrow looked surprised.
There's nothing wrong with my wings. They don't need to get fixed.
Klaus was now a very confused cloud.
But if your wings aren't broken, why can't you fly?
The little sparrow sighed.
I can't fly because no one taught me when I was a little bird, and now it's too late to learn.
Klaus was shocked.
But flying is so easy. It's never too late to learn.
Klaus changed himself into the shape of a bird and flapped his puffy white cloud wings.
See?
He said, as he made a loop around the tree.
I can show you how.
The sparrow watched and shook his head.
Thank you, but no thanks. It's easier to quit my job and become a turtle than learn how to fly.
A turtle? But turtles can't fly. So you don't even want to learn how to fly?
Asked Klaus.
No, I don't,
The little sparrow was about to jump away, and Klaus wanted to stop him and said,
"You can try to fly at least once. What do you have to lose?"
The little sparrow looked scared.
"I have everything to lose. Do you know how dangerous flying is? I might fall and break my neck."
The little sparrow trembled. Klaus spoke very softly to the frightened bird.
"With the wings you have, it isn't dangerous at all. If you'll trust me, I'll show you how to fly."
The little sparrow thought hard.
"But what if I don't do it right?"
Klaus smiled.
"The first time you try, you probably won't do it right, but that's okay. You should have seen me the first time I tried to fly over a mountaintop."
"I don't know,"
said the little sparrow.
I'm just so afraid."
Klaus remembered something. Ooh, what do you think he might have remembered? Let's see.
"When I was just a little cloud, I learned about living in the sky from an old, wise, gray cloud. He told me that sometimes it's okay to be afraid. If you have to run away from a lion, that fear helps you run faster. But most of the time, there isn't a lion there. The old gray cloud said that fear is what keeps us from our true purpose. To find out what we're meant to do, we must do what makes us afraid."
The little sparrow looked down at the ground, and then up at the sky, and again down to the ground, and he thought for a long time. Finally, he said,
"But Klaus, look how far I can fall."
"Don't focus on how far you can fall. Focus on how high you can fly,"
said Klaus calm. The little sparrow nodded and looked back at Klaus with wide eyes.
"So, will you help me?"
"Of course,"
said Klaus excitedly.
"Everything is more fun if you do it with friends, right?"
And they both laughed, and the little sparrow was already feeling braver. The little sparrow stepped closer to the edge of the branch and began to spread his wings. Klaus leaned into the little sparrow.
"I know you can do it."
The little sparrow shut his eyes tight and stepped off the branch of the smiling tree. He started to fall at once, and began to flap his wings fast and uncontrollably, spiraling towards the ground.
"Breathe!"
shouted Klaus as he flew alongside the sparrow.
"Open your eyes!"
The little sparrow took a deep breath, opened his eyes, and began to flap his wings differently. This time with control. And sure enough, he began to climb and soar.
"I'm flying! I can't believe it! I'm flying!"
The little sparrow was so happy.
"Klaus, watch! I am flying!"
He flew in the sky, doing one loop after another. He had never felt so free. Klaus flew alongside him, laughing with happy pride. The little sparrow looked at Klaus.
"You were right. This is the most wonderful feeling. And I don't mean flying. That's fun too. But I mean letting go of the fear."
Klaus and the little sparrow flew and flew. And now that he could travel great distances, the little sparrow was able to find even more food for the other birds. And before too long, he had become the greatest of all the Sparrow Scouts. And to this day, he teaches other little sparrows how to overcome their fears. And he's still friends with Klaus Cloud, the adventurer. And that...
The end.
is the